Thanks, everybody, for coming by this afternoon. And I want to particularly thank Terry Redmond, who's here, DeWitt County Chair, and Shad Erickson. Shad's got his sons here today. Open up the hall for us. Our thanks to the IBEW. You guys have been terrific. Organized Labor has been great supporters of mine, and Matt's got their endorsement as well. So we're honored to be with you today. Thank everybody for coming out this afternoon. I know this congressional district because I was honored to represent it for more than 10 years as a congressman and, of course, as a United States Senator. Representing Decatur, Illinois, and parts of Springfield and lots of this area, I've come to realize that one of the key issues is the economy. It's always the economy. Finding and creating new jobs in this area, making sure that the policies in Washington help working families. Too many working families are struggling paycheck to paycheck. You got to make sure there's somebody in that House of Representatives who understands that and make sure that we provide for the kind of help that families need. President Obama's payroll tax cut is a good illustration. It's something that we're pushing forward so working families have a chance to survive from paycheck to paycheck and meet their needs. We're also working on unemployment benefits for those out of work. It's not only the humane and right thing to do for these workers, but it's the best thing to do for our economy, to put money back in. What I've just outlined for you are the basic elements of this campaign that we are facing, and also the reason that I stand here today endorsing Matt Getten for Congress in this district. I know Matt Getten. I've known his family for years and worked with him. And I can tell you, he comes from a good, strong family, working family, that's dedicated much of their life to public service. Let me tell you a little bit about Matt himself. Matt is currently the state's attorney of Greene County, elected and reelected there. He's done a good job there, rooting out meth labs and drugs that have been sold to the kids there, working with law enforcement. He's developed a reputation as somebody who gets things done. Secondly, though, I want you to keep this in mind. He volunteered to be part of our National Guard in Illinois and was assigned to serve in Afghanistan, went over there, and in his service in Afghanistan, served our country and risked his life to do it. I respect him so much for that, as I respect all the guardsmen and women across our state. So he's shown his commitment to public service and his commitment to helping people. I know that he's going to be an effective congressman, which we need in this district. I know that when he goes to work, he'll remember the working families first and foremost. He's going to make sure that we have laws that are fair across the board, making certain that our tax code is sensitive to the needs of working families, making sure as well that we are going to have rules to live by as a country and as businesses and all the rest. I'm honored to endorse Matt Getten for Congress. I know that he is going to bring a strong and effective voice to this congressional district. Matt?
Senator, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me just say I'm honored to stand on this stage with the senior senator from the state of Illinois, a man, as the senator said, that my family has been no stranger to. I remember knocking on doors for you, Senator, back in the day. We have come full circle now. Knocking on doors for the senator. Now I'm asking the senator to support me in my endeavor in the 13th congressional district, which he is coming out today to do. I'm running for Congress because, like many of you, I have seen, witnessed the dysfunction of the House of Representatives over the past several years. I've witnessed and been frustrated by the inaction. I've witnessed and been frustrated by what I see as an erosion of the middle class. I've seen and been frustrated by the lack of job opportunities right here in the 13th Congressional District. Standing in Decatur, where the unemployment is higher than the national average, is unacceptable to me. The 13th Congressional District has men and women who are highly trained, highly skilled, ready to get back to work. We need to focus on infrastructure. We need to focus on creating a business climate that will enable long-term economic growth. That's what I'm concentrating on in this election. But I also want to get elected to Congress to fight off those who would, in Medicare as we know it, to fight off those who are attacking Social Security, the very successful safety net that's been in place all these many years. to fight off those who would open up free trade and send our jobs overseas at a time when we need them most here in the 13th Congressional District. I've gone to work for the past 7 years every day to fight for the citizens of Greene County as the Greene County State's Attorney. I've been proud to wear the uniform of my country and to fight for everyone in this country overseas, and I'm glad to continue to do that. I'm ready to go to Congress and to fight with a man I have a great deal of respect for, and a man that I'm ready to go to battle with on Capitol Hill. And Senator, thank you so much for your endorsement.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Okay, thanks. Any questions from the press? Happy to try.
Senator, how rare is it for you to give an endorsement in a primary like this?
I don't do it very often, and I can tell you it's because there are lots of people asking. I try to focus on the races that I think will make a difference and where I might make a difference. This particular congressional district means a lot to me. It's a district that I represented for many years. I would never be in public life were it not for the people of Decatur, Illinois, who stepped up and believed in me in 1982. And it started me on my congressional career. So I feel strongly about it. And I looked at the candidates and I said, which candidate do I think could be the best congressman for this district in Washington? Matt Gettin's that person.
Are you doing any other primary endorsements this year?
Two others that I'm aware of at this point in the state.
Congressional races? Or
right.
Legislative?
That's right.
Congressional?
Congressional. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe three at the most.
Okay. And why Matt versus David Gill? David Gill's paid his dues, is, you know, run before.
You're not going to hear a negative word from me about Dr. Gill. I will just tell you, though, that as I've known Matt, I've known what he's accomplished, and I've looked at this district, and I believe he would be the most effective Democratic challenger to Congressman Johnson, who is now running in this newly configured district. I think his values are right. I think he's in it for the right reasons. And as I said, nothing negative about his opponent. I just won't go there. I want to be all positive about Matt Gettin.
Do you think Matt's more electable than David Gill?
I think that his background is one that will be well received in this district. And as I said, I'm not going to get into comparison shopping.
Okay. Have you ever endorsed David Gill before?
No, I don't think I've actively endorsed him. I've supported him as the Democratic nominee in previous races.
Is there any reason you didn't come over to Champaign today that you hit, three major areas of the district but not Champaign?
Well, it isn't because I don't like Champaign. I like it a lot. It just turns out to be a heck of a long drive from Springfield to Collinsville to Decatur back to Springfield, and perhaps we hope that this would attract some of the media from the Champaign area, but that's the reason.
On another topic, do either of you want to talk about the compromise?
I'll be happy to. On the contraception?
Obama, yeah.
Yeah, I think the president has come up with a fair compromise, and here's what it comes down to. If you have a Catholic university or hospital, for example, or other religious type a university or hospital, they will not be required to provide health insurance that includes family planning, which is what was in the original proposal. So that won't violate their conscience or any moral position that they've taken on the issue of family planning and contraception. What the president has said is that the employees of that university and hospital, on their own initiative, can reach out to the insurance companies and get that coverage. So the institutions themselves will not be complicit or participating in it. And at the end of the day, those women who want this coverage and this protection will be able to get it.
Did you have anything to do with negotiating that kind of, did you advise the president?
Yes, well, I don't want to overstate it, but I spoke to the president on Wednesday. We were at a meeting together, and we talked about this. It was a matter of concern because we wanted to try to reach a point where we respected the conscience and values of religious institutions and those who run them, and yet also respected the rights of women all across America who want preventive health care and family planning available to them so they can make the right health care decisions for themselves. I think the president has struck the right balance.
Matt, would you like to say anything about that?
The conversations that the senator and I have had in the course of our travels, I can't disagree with him more about his position on that. If, look, the health care bill as it was passed, We knew it had a lot of great things in it. We know there's a lot of work left to be done. And, you know, when I'm elected to Congress, we'll go back to work at that.
Did you say you can't disagree with him more?
I can't disagree with his position on working with the president towards a compromise solution on the issues that the Catholic bishops were having with.